Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for May 28th, 2012. In cryptid news, a man walking his dog in Scotland discovered a grisly scene and a potentially out-of-place animal. John Robertson discovered numerous seabirds that were torn apart and scattered everywhere. Nearby, he saw the remains of what appeared to be a large cat with a long tail. The story states, experts feel this could be a puma, which is considered extinct in the United Kingdom. Pumas, also known as cougars, panthers, and catamount, have been seen for many years in various parts of the UK, but these random sightings are either misidentification or exotic animals let loose. The experts feel that this is a cub, which makes a case for a mating pair on the loose. The identity of the animal, however, has yet to be accurately identified, and many feel this is nothing less than an otter. But how does this explain the torn-apart birds? Some think poison is the answer, but we'll have to wait and see when more details become available. Oxford University is looking for Yeti. The United Kingdom-based university is asking for samples of the purported beast in order to lay the claim of its existence to rest once and for all. They will analyze samples in order to see if there is potential for physical evidence. Hair samples are the preferred types of samples. The crew of the Animal Planet TV show Finding Bigfoot has found proof of the Australian cousin of Sasquatch, the Yowie. The crew reportedly caught, quote, compelling audio evidence of the existence of Yowies. Yeah, that's it. Well, we'll have to wait and hear these oh-so-convincing sounds until later this year, but I hope they come up with some better evidence than this. And in UFO news, in a new show that looks to be in line with Ghost Hunters and Finding Bigfoot, and, well, even a little bit of Tomb Raider thrown in for good measure, National Geographic will present an 8-part series called Chasing UFOs. The show seems to be set in the Finding Bigfoot style and will debut on Friday, June 29th. A man in the suburbs was accused by a neighbor of peeping into windows to look at women, but what he states he was looking at were bright bouncing orbs in the sky. He then pointed out a strange-looking star-like object in the sky, and more neighbors began to watch these objects that usually sat motionless in the sky, but one apparently dropped before sitting still once again. A member from a local UFO group was called in, but at first stated it was just the star Vega. Once the local news channel became involved, she changed her story and has labeled the object as unidentifiable. She states a colleague of hers in another part of the state says Vega was bright white, while what she was looking at was multicolored and flashing. Well, I guess she's never heard of stellar scintillation. That's the fancy term for twinkling stars, which is mainly affected by the atmosphere, but can also be affected by local weather and local air conditions. In other news, several crop formations were discovered in the eastern North Carolina region. A meteorologist quickly analyzed the photos as well as the weather in the particular area and came to the conclusion the formations were nothing but the result of microbursts, which is wind coming straight down from a cloud. The formations didn't seem to form any type of object, and there were no UFO sightings in the area, but there were plenty of thunderstorms. And conferences and conventions. We have the Academy of Spirituality and Paranormal Studies Incorporated annual 2012 conference, June 1st to the 3rd in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. Ghost Talk featuring Scared and Aaron Sengers, June 1st to the 3rd in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. Paracon on the Lakeshore 2012, June 9th in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. The 2012 Haunted America Conference, June 22nd and 23rd in Decatur, Illinois. The First Forensic Ghost Excavation Congress Convention, June 22nd through the 25th in Brunswick, Maryland. 2012 Unity Paracon, June 30th in Waverly, Ohio, rounds out the month of June. To see my current list of paranormal conferences and conventions, check out the events page at paranewsinsider.com. And remember, we're not associated in any way with any event listed, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as have it on our website, let me know at insider at paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.